other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 12th day of October, 2010. We had him on a few weeks ago. He's going to pop back in for an hour. Alex Abaya, one of the few people to ever be given access to the RAND Corporation, one of the key globalist think tanks that is charting much of the architecture of this global government that is being formed. He is coming up in the next hour. We are going to cover a raft of vital news and information today. The controlled implosion of the global economy is obviously accelerating, and the architects of this system are calling for a global syndicate of banks, the ones that have created the very crisis we're in, to be allowed to set interest rates globally, control currencies, and tax the world population. So we're going to be going over that after the break. Paul Joseph Watson has the key article up at prisonplanet.com, government prepares to seize private pensions. And CNBC's reporting how wonderful this is. Many other mainstream publications are now rolling out what we told you 5 years ago they were planning to do when they began to change the laws and regulations ahead of this. And, of course, that integrates back into the March article. 5-6 months ago, failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. And then you read the article, it says they're already, and this was earlier this year, ordering major private pension systems to, quote, invest, as if the federal government can order, but they are. They're giving them an offer they can't refuse because the federal regulators can basically nickel and dime them and shut them down anytime they want. They're telling them you will invest in failed banks. So they've already stolen most of the money. They're now just getting you ready for the public theft when the pension funds all start going down completely or you're getting into serious trouble and having your benefits cut. They're preparing you for the austerity measures when the government takes over the pensions in the name of bailing them out, in the name of protecting them. Yes, protecting them. So we're going to be discussing that. And going over exactly what's happening in other parts of the world, Europe is already about 2 years ahead of us in this. French workers threaten general strike in response to austerity, cuts in their pay, increases in taxes, massive cuts in their government and private pensions. It's already happening. Key article by Kurt Nemo today. And he links to the London Guardian and other reports going over this. Here's another incredible report out yesterday. Greek health system opts for amputation as money saver. They will not give any treatments to try to save arms or legs with diabetes patients. They're just going to chop your arms and legs off, even though the limbs are savable. And all the studies show that will lead to an early death of these people. And more money in the healthcare system. But this is the death panels now being announced here in the United States, part of austerity. U.S. cities face $500 trillion of pension deficits. So they're already going bankrupt there with the police and fire and school teacher pensions. It's all been planned. We've laid it out with total precision because we've seen the globalists do this in countless third world countries, which the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002 to the BBC showed that was just test model cases in Argentina and Nigeria and places like that. Now that they were planning to do it in Western Europe, the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and other, quote, Western wealthy nations, the mass looting is now here. You think you've seen trillions stolen by the banks. You think watching 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II to, through Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm 1, and Operation Iraqi Freedom, you think it's bold to steal their death benefits and not give the insurance money that they paid for to their widows and widowers? You think that's bold? We ain't seen nothing yet. They're getting ready to really rape this society financially. The financial takeover is here. It is brazen. It is naked. Nothing like it has ever been seen before. So get ready. We are now plunging into the abyss.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3111. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 12th day of October, 2010. They're issuing new terror threats ahead of the election, right on time. Not just for Europe, but for the United States. New York Daily News, terror threat to restaurants as Al-Qaeda calls for attacks on government workers in D.C. But don't worry, the government run by the banks that are literally scalping our financial system and our economy, don't worry, they are going to keep you safe with submachine guns and naked body scanners and checkpoints and citizen spies. Over 95% of the entire architecture of this high-tech police state grid is pointed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, land rights activists. But that's okay. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. That's why a tiny bit of it is spent on surveilling Muslims and what people could call Muslim extremists. And there certainly are some Fruit Loops out there. And every time they catch one of them trying to plan a shooting or something, they hype it up like it's the end of the world. Meanwhile, the crime wave pouring across from Mexico, that's just kept on the back burner. The 28,000 deaths, the massive murders and kidnappings in the United States, that's not a problem. That's not a threat. No, it's those evil gun owners you've got to watch. So we're going to be going over those reports today. The U.S. says they're alarmed by harsh tone of China's military. Well, China owns most of our debt. After that, the private Federal Reserve. And I've got an article here about hundreds of thousands of acres being leased in South Texas for oil drilling and gas drilling by the communist Chinese government. So if they're such a big threat, why are they allowed to do that? But see, even the headline's deceptive. U.S. alarmed by harsh tone of China's military. Our country was conquered in 1913 by the private banking syndicate. Since then, they've expanded their control over the states and locales, and they're looting the nation. And so to even say the U.S. even exists anymore is a lie. You've got to admit we are under globalist control so that we can point out that it's fraudulent and illegitimate. But if you don't know you're occupied by a corporate government, by a shadow government that's now coming out into the open, if you don't admit that, you can never set about remedying it. Instead, we just rearrange deck chairs of, well, we'll put Obama in because Bush was bad. Well, we'll put Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin in. They'll save us. Really. Don't hold your breath. You'll hear a lot of rhetoric, but once they get in, they won't reverse but maybe a few token things and then expand a bunch of other police state operations. It was Lord Bush just 5 years ago and the Republicans and Democrats in the Congress that changed the law and the regulations so that I remember seeing this in the news, and they were pitching it like it was good, so that private pension funds, corporations, can sell off their assets or create a new subsidiary and then not pay the pensions to the employees that signed contracts and agreements for those pensions. Boy, that was a big red flag. And now it's just all continuing under Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Sitaro. But I forgot, the gatekeeper Republican talk show host have told us that there's no evidence that he's really Indonesian or gave up his citizenship, even though it's an admitted fact, or that he was born in Kenya, and so you're supposed to sit there and shut up and sit down. Of course, the same people told us 5 years ago there was no plan for world government, but I heard Beck's fill-in host admitting world government this morning. But it's all run by George Soros and some low-level liberals under him. No, George Soros is one wing of this criminal system. And Media Matters put out a report just a few days ago that was one of the only accurate things I've ever seen him put out, George Soros-funded outfit. And they said, well, if you're against Fabian Socialist, you should be against all these Republicans who've signed on to the same plan. And they listed all the Fabian Socialist supporters in the Republican Party tied in with the London School of Economics. By the way, you guys removed yesterday's stacks, which is great, but will you dig out those articles trying to blame myself and Glenn Beck for that guy that got in a shootout with the police in Southern California, who now gave an interview to Media Matters, of course, because they're basically a government operation, all the evidence shows. And I got a call from their head editor, the head guy over there, and it was a bizarre interview. And then he kept saying, you know what, you didn't record this, did you? And he said, even if it's one-party consent states that we're both in, you really shouldn't record me. And I said, I just told you I didn't record you. And he didn't seem to believe that. And it was a very strange interview. He was acting all friendly, but obviously I knew better. You know what, I thought, why don't we try to get that guy on? In fact, give me his email and bio, Joe, whatever his name is, because I'm going to talk about it coming up in the last hour a little bit because it was so bizarre talking to this George Soros outfit. He was saying, well, we're not funded by George Soros. So I was pulling up federal filings that, okay, George Soros gave money to MoveOn.org that gave money and helped found in 2005 Media Matters. And he was like, well, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, they play all these little games. But then it got even stranger. And I'll talk about it more in the next hour. Or actually in the last hour, the third hour. Perhaps we should call him today and just see if we can get Joe on. Because he kept saying, well, Glenn Beck has been calling for violence. And I said, well, show me where. Show me in your article. He says, well, it's right here. So I sat there on the phone with him for an hour. I read the whole article that they'd written. It was like 20 pages long with him on the phone, and nowhere did Glenn Beck call for violence against the Tides Foundation that this lunatic was supposedly going to go shoot up. Byron Williams, And then he kept asking me, well, you know, this guy was a fan of you as well, he said. And, you know, do you feel like you're encouraging this? And, oh, your speech might cause problems. And I said, what's causing problems is this society is unraveling. We're becoming a third world joke like Mexico. And no one can deny that. So you're going to have civil unrest. But I'm speaking out against civil unrest because the system is going to use that as a pretext to crack down on everyone. And he just didn't want to hear any of it. And he'd make jokes about world government, and I'd say, you know, they're forming world government. Would you like me to give you video quotes where they're admitting world government, world leaders? And it was just all very funny to the guy. And it shows the delusional type of world view that these people basically are living in. So I will get into that coming up a little bit later in the transmission. Some of the other news that we're going to be going over deals with, obviously, the midterm elections that are coming up. We're going to get into this huge stack of key news on the economy. I'm tempted to play clips, if I have time later, of Glenn Beck's show yesterday where they were attacking this radio show, my website, Infowars.com. I noticed they plugged Infowars.com, but then in the transcript on GlennBeck.com, they removed the reference to Infowars.com, so that's what they think of their listeners, you know, excising that out. I would imagine Beck getting medical treatment through a hissy fit when he found out that they had done that. And it was so amazing to watch the 14-minute clip that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in our article, Beck Sidekicks Attempt to Debunk Diet Coke Controversy, because they made it about the left-right paradigm. They said, yeah, these liberals don't like Donald Rumsfeld, and they claim that he basically, you know, sneaks in starting in the 80s and poisoned Glenn's Coke to kill him. And isn't that a stupid business plan to want to debilitate and kill your customers? You mean like the cigarette makers or the Agent Orange makers or DU maiming and killing our own troops or our own government injecting black people in this country and men, women, and children in Guatemala and other countries with live syphilis and giving them debilitating disease that ended up killing a bunch of them? You mean stuff like that? And so they made it all about Rumsfeld's disease, because that's what it's been dubbed by many doctors and scientists, because they couldn't get it approved twice in the 70s. Rumsfeld took over the pharmacological company, Searle, and he publicly said, we'll make this political. And he got Ronald Reagan to basically pressure the FDA to get it approved. I mean, we have the studies where it gave brain tumors and blindness and other serious problems to the rhesus monkeys. See, I said I'd get to this later. I'm already getting into it. And the article they were making fun of that we had written, a warning to Glenn Beck, don't drink Diet Coke, was linked to Fox News, AP, Reuters, major university studies. And they didn't care. They just said we were complete lunatics, and that the same chemicals that are in Diet Coke and thousands of other products, tens of thousands now, is what's in orange juice. And that's the big lie about the phenylalanine and some of the other chemicals that they talked about being in there. Aspartame breaks down into a derivative of wood alcohol and formaldehyde. And that's why people who were drinking bad gin, bad bathtub booze in the great decade of Prohibition, headed into the Great Depression, that's why so many people went blind. Anybody knows that winos end up drinking Sterno, they end up going in to drugstores and buying wood alcohol because it's like 50 cents a bottle, and they drink the stuff, and they get high as a kite, but it also makes them go blind. And it's highly addictive. Now, these guys didn't tell you that aspartame is the secretion, the defecation of the E. coli bacteria. I mean, that's a fact. All you got to do is search the term aspartame manufacturing process. But no, it just all became a big joke how we're liberals, and if you think aspartame's bad, you're a 9/11 truther. I mean, they actually use that mind control of saying that it's... It's just unspeakable. We're just trying to warn people here, and we got the facts.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis, SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Bye. SinoFresh.com. It works.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Stack of news. It's all related to what the word austerity means. When we released the Obama deception, now more than a year and a half ago, the entire two-hour film is about austerity and how it was going to be introduced here and what that word entails. Total economic implosion and bondage by design. We told you they would freeze the bailout and not give it to the public. We told you they would call for more bailouts as stimulus. We told you they would then start taking the pension funds, because this very same group of bankers have done this the world over to helpless third world nations where they've put in paramilitary control systems. And that's in the IMF World Bank documents that the BBC got leaked in 2002. Such a key group of documents that we were able to get. Where once the society implodes to a certain level, then riots begin, and they love that because then they get to come in and crack down even more. Then that destroys confidence to an even lower level, and then that causes stocks to go down, infrastructure to go down, the country completely sinks into the financial abyss. The bankers then come in, flush with all the bailout money, and buy up the entire infrastructure. So this is the monopoly game. This is the financial attack and financial terrorism that we're under. Now, here is an article up at prisonplanet.com. Government prepares to seize private pensions. And I want to, we haven't done this in a week, I want to do a Google search word today so that people get a full spectrum breakdown from Paul Joseph Watson's article. Government prepares to seize private pensions. So the search term is three words: seize private pensions. And I called Paul this morning and asked him to add to his article, so it's ongoing, the fact that this is already happening. And so before I go over this article, this is how the scam works. As I told you 5 years ago, as I told you 4 years ago, as I told you 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, a month ago, every week we're here specifically warning you how this is going to work, because they've told us how they're going to do it. You understand? This is not my opinion. This is how it's going to be done. Just like I told you, the Trilateral Commission said in 75, 76, in two different reports, they would get the whole world in debt, dependent. They would sell derivatives about a decade before they pulled the scam, the implosion. They would use that fiat financial instruments to buy up all the key infrastructure, to get countries and individuals in debt. They would entice people with cheap mortgages who couldn't pay them off, and then they would have a concerted global devaluation of currencies to offset the giant bubble of tens of trillions of debt per nation. It's 1,500 plus trillion globally, impossible to pay off, and that they would then say, okay, the solution is a private global government levying VAT taxes on nations, global VAT financial transactions, taxes on oil, and all carbon-based systems. That's now all in the news every day. Global government being proposed, global bank, it's the solution to the crisis. And the general public isn't informed on these issues, so as things get worse and worse, they'll, you know, they're saying, okay, set up the world government. Save me from the bankers. When the world government is private and run by the bankers. Now, on the pensions 5 years ago, they changed the federal regulations and laws so that private pensions would have no liability to pay employees who'd signed contracts to be paid those pensions, who had had money taken out of their paychecks for those private pensions. Also, money's taken out of your check, as you know, to put into the Social Security pension, which is gone. They've been spending that as the money comes in since Social Security was set up in the 1930s. And so they've taken your money, pooled it, leveraged it to the power of infinity through derivatives. It makes fractional reserve banking look tame. They've gotten global economic dominance through it, and now they're ready for the final master stroke. And we're entering this key phase. Now, on the issue of pensions, in the last year and a half, this was announced in March by Bloomberg, but we'd already seen it happening at the state level through federal initiatives, public and private pensions are ordered. There's no law, but they're just ordered because the government's dictatorial and all these pension fund managers are scared. And part of the inside baseball crew, and they know, follow orders, you'll be taken care of. You'll get your CEO $20-30 million a year. Just do what you're told. It's like Bernie Madoff was protected for 11 years. So when we come back, I'm going to explain how all this works and then go through the aftermath of it. Because Europe is a year to 2 years ahead of us in this. So we're going to give you a forecast of exactly what to expect in the economy, dealing with your pensions, and a lot more coming up straight ahead. We'll be right back. Money.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KFCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. Get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live on the 24th of October at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz, California.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, let me now break down how they are going to take your pension funds. And they've done this over and over again in other nations. We know exactly how they do it. They are going to take the private pension funds by announcing that they are insolvent. The same thing with the state and local public pension funds for teachers, firefighters, police, bureaucrats, street sweepers, city janitors, you name it. So first what they do is they entice the California Pension Fund, CalPERS. They entice the Texas Pension Fund, the county pension funds. There's tens of thousands of these to invest in derivatives, which they did. Then the value goes way down in those. the banks, when it still had the value, took the money out for themselves and used it to buy up real assets because, again, this is basically like a big casino and the insiders always win. And in the last year and a half, they come out and they order the public and private pension funds, the federal government does, that's Bloomberg, to invest in, quote, failed banks. It's not enough that the pension funds invested in some bad derivatives in some cases, and it varies from pension fund to pension fund. That's not enough. They order them to invest in failed banks. Then the banks basically take that money, use it for bonuses, use it to buy up assets, and then blow out the failed bank after they've already moved the money out the back door and come back to you and say, gee, all these state pension funds are going under. Gee, it's the same thing in Spain and Portugal and Greece and Germany and everywhere. Gee, the pension funds are close to insolvent. Either they can go belly up or you can take a 30% reduction. And we're going to raise the retirement age. And we're not going to raise your Social Security COLA, which, again, is the federal public pension fund for everyone. It's supposed to be the supplemental pension. And now they've told you, doesn't matter if inflation's way up, you're not going to get it raised in 2011, probably 2012. In fact, now they're talking about even cutting it. So they get you dependent on all this. Then they pull the plug on the financial system, everything starts to implode, and they come in and say, okay, the government's got to take over all the pension funds, even the solvent ones, and put them into a big pool, and then we're going to reduce everybody's pension payment. We're going to take your 401k, one form of pensions, your private pension that you administer yourself, and we're now going to have the federal government put a tax on it, and reduce the payment, but at least they saved it. At least you're going to get something. Come on. After they moved the money out the back door, ordered the pensions to invest in failed banks. I mean, in plain view, they have engineered this entire thing. And the taxes go up and up and up and up as they cut police, as they cut fire, as they sell off government buildings, as the Greeks sell off more than 600 islands, in some cases for billions of dollars apiece. And these, I've seen London Guardian and BBC articles where private banking heads and brokerage fund heads have so much money they've stolen from Greece that I saw a report where one guy's paying over $1 billion for a little bitty island that was a national park that tourists paid to go to. And so he's going to give Greece back some of their money for the island just so he can vacation there and build a palace on it. In fact, people won't believe it. They forget that 3 months ago. Search the term Greece selling off islands to pay off debt. And then you can read in the articles where they're not just selling them off to the brokerage firms and the banks that came in and took Greece over 10 years ago. And they launched this current operation about 11 years ago against the entire planet. But the specific bank heads who've made tens of billions individually are coming in and like barons, actually taking control of the land themselves. There it is, London Guardian. Greece starts putting island land up for sale to save economy. And I believe that's the very article where they mention the individual billionaires who hold the Greek debt. You gotta love that. Physically getting them when they did it all through complete fraud. They're all Bernie Madoff, total Kinlay type crooks. It doesn't matter. And these people like George Soros and others literally are financing the media to demonize the First Amendment and try to ban free speech so good people that know the truth about this fraud can be censored and shut up. They can't allow us to be on the air exposing what they've done. Now, what you've seen happening all over the world is now coming here. As I told you 5 years ago, they're going to do it to Europe. They're going to do it to the U.S. They're going to do it to Canada. And how did I know? They said they were. Remember Greg Palast, 2002 on the show, with those documents? Right at the time Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank? Chief economist. Now, he says he didn't leak them, but The point is that thousands of pages of these leaked, how they were engineering it and how they were planning it here in America. And I've been screaming for 8 years, Mayday, Mayday. Oh, my gosh. A few years later, after 2002, 2005, they changed the rules to start taking your private pension funds. People call me, oh, they'll never do that. That's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. It's a fact. This is what these criminals do. And so then they come in and they give you socialist health care. Not to give you health care, but to say, you're going blind, you get a cane. That's actually in Daschle's book, who wrote the health care bill. What does Bill Gates say? He says class warfare. They get everybody in a collectivist model. At the grassroots level, the elite are up there in the vertically integrated conduit getting all the power and money. But they convince people that if Granny gets health care, and that's the case for killing Granny, cover of Newsweek, then we've got to fire 10 teachers. So when teachers start losing their jobs, it isn't the banker that did it. It's that Grandma got health care. No, the more health care you give Grandma, the bigger the economy is. The more service you demand, the better the economy is. But they teach you that it's a parasitic, cannibalistic economy where we have to feed on ourselves. That's what globalism is. Instead of growing the economy and the unlimited engine of free market wealth, the bankers come in, create a form of socialism to transfer our wealth to them, and then sell us that it's not fascism slash collectivism slash socialism combination that's destroying us. They tell you it's the free market, when this is not the free market. The Federal Reserve private bank consortium getting $28 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money and then keeping it for themselves and telling Congress, we won't tell you where the money went, that isn't free market. That's bank robbery. That's giant, mega, Godzilla-size fraud in your face, so brazen, so huge, the average person can't deal with it. So let me get into this and where it's headed. They're going to put it very simply, when you're talking to friends and family, they've already stolen most of the private pension funds. They're getting them to invest in derivatives and ordering them to invest in failed banks. As they go insolvent, public, private, state, federal, you name it, people will be told it's all going under. The feds have to save it, like the, quote, banks and like GM and Chrysler. Then that just gives government control over it to vertically integrate all that money and wealth into the top big six banks. Then they take your pension funds, whether it's your private 401k, your Social Security, all of it. You will have the benefits cut. You will have taxes added to it. And in some cases, they will take more than half is what they're talking about. Okay. And, of course, that's just round one. And then you'll go along with it because at least I got something. At least they saved it. And then a few years down the road, they'll take another half of the half that's left. Now you got 25% of what you had. Then you're going to riot. They're going to gun you down on the street, and what's left of the middle class will side with the elite and think, well, at least they're protecting me from those hordes of dangerous people burning down cities. It'll be the feds out there with provocateurs actually setting the fires. IMF's been caught doing that. Okay, government prepares to seize private pensions. The government is preparing to seize the private 401k pensions of millions of Americans while enforcing an additional 5% payroll tax as part of a new bailout program that will empower the Social Security Administration to redistribute pension funds in a frightening example of big government gone wild. And what does the health care bill do of all the different taxes it has? It has a private tax, 30 million people that don't want it have to buy overpriced insurance. It cuts the quality of the health care you get with austerity, with the death panels, to ensure the bankers' profits that own the insurance companies. But it also has a 5% tax in there on all real estate, homes you own or homes you rent to people. I digress. The government is preparing to seize the private 401k pensions of millions of Americans while enforcing an additional 5% payroll tax as part of a new bailout program that will empower the Social Security Administration to redistribute pension funds in a frightening example of big government gone wild. Public pension plans have been so aggressively looted already by the government that cities and counties face a $574 billion funding gap, according to a CNBC report. And that's just what's currently, you know, this month is owed. It's in the trillions. That black hole is set to be filled by a new proposal that will fairly, that's the quote, distribute taxpayer-funded pensions to everyone. By confiscating the private wealth of millions of Americans, its proponents express staggering arrogance in thinking that they can just steal money people have worked for decades to acquire as if it's their own. But see, how they're going to do that is when they start imploding the economy faster, then the pension funds that are even private, the 401ks, are going to go down. It's going to be their argument that they're grabbing the pension funds, dumping more taxpayer money into it with the new taxes. And so a lot of yuppies, after they create a panic and drive down their 401ks, then the government will grab it. The 401ks will go back up, and yuppies will say, well, I guess it's all right that my taxes and my neighbor's taxes went up. At least my 401k went up. This is how these con artists rope you in. But then 2 years later, they'll take even more from you. But you're like an idiot at the casino who's already lost $20,000. You're writing IOUs to people. You're calling your cousins borrowing money. And you just think, if I keep playing craps here, or if I keep playing roulette, you know, it's going to stop on red soon. I'm going to win. Not only will the government confiscate 401k pensions, it would also impose a mandatory 5% payroll tax payable to everyone, according to a hearing chaired last week by Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat, Iowa, chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, Pension, Health Committee. This would, of course, be a sister government Ponzi scheme working in tandem with Social Security, the primary purpose being to give government politicians additional taxpayer funds to raid to pay for their out-of-control spending. And it goes on, and I've had Watson add to this how they set the scam up, getting them to invest public and private pensions in the derivative-backed systems and to get them to invest in failed banks. And here was that article, March 8, 2010, Bloomberg. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. But then you read the article that says they're already ordering them. You got to love these articles. And it says the Federal Deposit Insurance Corps is trying to encourage, like Don Corleone putting a gun to your head and saying, it's an offer you can't refuse, is trying to encourage public retirement funds that control more than $2 trillion to buy all or part of failed lenders. Oh, isn't that a great investment for your pension? Failed derivatives, total made-up crud, backed up with fake mortgages and stolen homes, taking a more direct role in propping up the banking system, said people brief on the matter. And it goes on to talk about the Oregon retirement, you know, you name it, how they were ordered, outside of law, just you better do it, to support of state pension funds to solve the crisis surrounding ongoing bank failures. So they're taking private pension funds and investing it in the state employees' Oregon pension fund. I mean, this is just the government raping us at every level. And see, once they tell the cops and bureaucrats, go out there and seize people's kids, write tickets, take their houses, do whatever you have to, or you're going to lose your job and your pension. Most of them will just lock and load their M16s, their AR-15s, and they are just going to march out against us. They already are. And that's the only place that's hiring is the federal government and the federalized sectors of state government, and they are an army of evil. Individually, they may not be evil, but the system is evil. It says the FDIC shuttered 140 lenders last year and expects to tally the number to rise in 2010. Okay, now let's talk about the effect of all of this. Remember, the Google search term is seize private pensions. Search those three words. We'll educate a lot of people today about what's coming down the pike. In fact, it's already here. They've already started the controlled implosion, so it's a guarantee this is going to happen in one permutation or another. But if people are aware of this politically, they won't get away with it because the system is going to sell the hoax. They're going to sell the hoax that this is the only way to save your pension fund. That's how they always do it. You know, give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will get you. Then you learn the whole apparatus of Homeland Security is for the American people. Or give us more tax money to control your life or the seas will rise and you will die. You know, global solutions to global problems so they can have a global government. Now, let me just illustrate everything I've been talking about dealing with Europe and the fact that they're a year and a half, 2 years ahead of us, so you can see a window into what's happening in live time in the real world and what's going to happen here and already happening to some extent. Senior citizens brace for Social Security freeze, AP. And it says they're going to freeze it. Just a day ago, it was in 2011. Now they say they have to wait at least until 2012, probably longer. And I'm also seeing reports now they may even cut it. So, see, first they say, oh, you might not get your Social Security increase COLA for inflation. And they're already using cooked lower inflation numbers, so they're already cutting it. But now they're saying, oh, 2011, oh, 2012, oh, 2013, oh, we're not just going to freeze it. We're going to cut it. Oh, it's okay. You're an old lady. We'll just, when you get sick from eating dog food, we'll just put you in a hospital and euthanize you, honey. And we got 10 dumb teachers that have been told when you die, they get jobs. So they're going to be more than happy to call for your death, Granny. Like, we'll put the headline up there, the case for killing Granny, Newsweek. When we come back, I'll play good old Billy Gates. Little Billy, little Bobo Gates. Total slime bag. He's heavily invested in health care. And we're going to get into amputations when we come back. Oh, yes, they're saying you're not going to get any health care. And if you've got diabetes, we're just going to chop your arms and legs off. And we're going to look at what's happening in Europe right now on that front. This is key information straight ahead.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid health care using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Survival Herb Bank.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Okay, So here are some of the headlines of what's happening in Europe, and this is what's coming here. Greek health system opts for amputation as money saver. And this is out of the Associated Press and also the Daily Caller. This Saturday, one of Greece's most respected newspapers, Tuvema, reported that the nation's largest government health insurance provider would no longer pay for special footwear for diabetic patients. Amputation is cheaper, says the benefits division of the state insurance provider. And that's what death care is. That's the death panels. The new policy was announced in a letter to the Pan-Hellenic Federation of the People with Diabetes. The federation disputes the science behind the decision of the benefits division. See, I thought it was doctors who decided what to do. No, now it's government boards, just like here. And the death panels are in there. Greece's national health care system was created in the 80s during the tenure of Prime Minister Papandreou, an academic who won election under the slogan, which in Greek is the word for change. Now, let's look at other countries, like the United States, CNBC. U.S. cities face $500 trillion of pension deficits. That's just what's due this month. Don't worry, the feds are going to take over to fix it and raise taxes. Continuing here, French workers threaten general strike in response to austerity. They're having their pensions cut. They're having their taxes raised. They're being given death panels. Government run by eugenicists. Sarkozy faces showdown over retirement reform. Oh, you're not going to retire when you're 60. You're going to retire when you're 70. So that's just some of what's going on here. This is globalism. This is the race to the bottom. This is the New World Order. And Bill Gates with Warren Buffett invest their money as philanthropists in tax-free foundations where only the profit goes to, quote, UN programs. And I hear all these weak-minded fools going, oh, isn't Bill Gates so wonderful? He cares so much. He gave $50 billion and Buffett gave $30 billion. They got other billionaires in the Chinese government to invest another $20 billion. It's over $100 billion to help children. It's all eugenics on record. All vaccine programs to sterilize people. We've got all the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've shown them on air, written countless articles at Infowars.com, our great researchers. One wonderful fellow over in the Netherlands just continues to knock it out of the park with his research. All of this public. And I've got to hear how great Bill Gates is and how much he cares about us. His diabetes is up 3,000%. People drinking aspartame is one of the big causes. They're dying. And we're not going to, you know, tell you to get off the aspartame or sodium fluoride. We're not going to tell you to stop drinking corn syrup. It's deadly in all the studies. No, we're just going to kill your butt. We're not going to give you health care. We're going to chop your arms and legs off. We're going to start with your fingers and your toes. And we're not going to, I mean, here's Bill Gates. And look, if you're above 60, no eye surgery. And they play the young people off against the old. You don't want to pay for that, do you? It's a socialist system. No, I don't. Don't give those old people eye surgery. And then you have a car wreck when you're 25. You're not going to get the surgery either. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance because it's all federally controlled under this system and it all gets put into a big pool. The government decides what health care you get. Here's Billy Gates.
That goes to health care. Is that overallocated?
Well, the U.S. spends 17% of GDP on health care, and you drop down to number two, which is Switzerland at 12%. And so you say, well, what do we get for that? Well, we get nothing. The health outcomes, which are complicated to compare, but the health outcomes are basically slightly worse, both in terms of averages and the inequity. Our bottom quartile is very ugly compared to all other rich countries' bottom quartile. Our upper quartile is somewhat better, but that's how you get the inequity. So we're spending at a huge rate, which if it wasn't increasing faster than inflation, it's increasing as a percentage of the economy.
All right, we're going to – this is a long clip. We're going to come back to the specific clip after break where Gates says, you know, don't give granny care, hire 10 teachers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.